And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But I'll tell you what, I'm getting bombarded by data from everywhere regarding what's going on in these different markets. Are you getting the same bombardment? I mean, it's nuts out there. It's totally nuts out there. I'm looking at the stock market. I mean, the stock market, not doing very well. The stock market is not very healthy. It is being affected by the things going on in our economy, things like inflation, things like, well, maybe the jobs count isn't really where it's supposed to be. Maybe the White House is taking credit for certain things that really haven't materialized in our economy. So let's take a step back and let's look at how this economy is affecting you and how it's affecting me. Because we need to get our heads around this thing. The only way we're going to survive this is if we understand what is happening in the economy. Now, what triggered this whole thing was my buddy Bruce. Yeah, you know Bruce. I've talked about Bruce on the show. Bruce is a guy that I met at my church that I got to know, and then he found out what I did, which is invest in real estate, because he was trying to figure out how come I didn't really have a job. And he's working as a contractor in the defense world, and he has a job, and he's working really hard. And then he looks at me, and he goes, dude, what are you doing that I'm not doing? So I told him. I told him that I invest in real estate. And by investing in real estate, I totally changed the trajectory of my life. I gave him the whole backstory. Yeah, the backstory about me, the fact that I retired from the military after 27 years, but I was physically retired. In other words, I didn't have a job. I wasn't earning income anymore, although I did earn a pension, but that pension only paid me one third of what I had been making when I was on active duty, and I had to scramble to get back in the workforce. And I'll tell you what, that was a terrible experience for me. 10 months grinding, trying to find a job, never finding the job that I thought I wanted, only to take a job that I needed because that job was going to stop the bleeding, the financial bleeding of my life, because I was not financially retired. I was not. And as I was sitting in cubicle hell, realizing that, hey, this is the game plan. I'm going to be working until the age of 70. I'm going to get a second pension off this job that I've got. It's not going to be as good as the Army pension, but at least it'll be a pension. And then I'll be 70 years of age and I can max out Social Security. And hopefully at the age of 70, that'll be enough money coming in to take care of me. And then I found out about Lifestyles Unlimited, the organization that I joined. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited specifically to learn how to use real estate to completely change my life. You heard me correctly, to completely change my life. And I shared all of this information with Bruce. And you know what Bruce did? Bruce went to work changing the trajectory of his life too. See, what Bruce was doing, he was doing what the middle class does. He had his money in all, well, I call it a junk drawer approach to investing. I really do, because he had some money here and he had some money there and he had some money over here. And it was all designed to be diversified. And Warren Buffett's going to tell you diversification is de-worsification. He says it's a protection against ignorance. It's the middle class way of investing. Yeah. See, millionaires don't try and diversify and try and protect their investments. What they do is they invest and they go for maximum gains. That's the whole point of investing. So once Bruce learned what I know, man, I'll tell you what, the wheels came off the bus in a good way, in a very good way. Bruce went to work getting rid of IRA money, 401k money. He actually has a rental property that he owned for a while. He and his wife lived in it, and they chose to move out of that house because they built the house that they're currently living in, and they converted that property to rental property. Now, the neat thing about that particular property is that because they lived in it for two of the last 5 years, there's some special tax benefits that they'll be able to obtain on that property, even though they have been renting it out for the last 2.5 years. And here's the neat thing. That property has appreciated so much, and he has so much equity in that property, it makes no sense for him to hold that property. As a matter of fact, he is better off disposing of that property. In other words, putting it out on the market, let somebody buy it, and to be honest with you, with the equities that he has in that property, he can actually trade that in for three, maybe four properties. That's what's going on in Bruce's life. And what, oh, I forgot to tell you, what triggered this whole thing? So the one thing Bruce did not do, he had stock in the original company that he went to work for after Bruce retired from the military. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Bruce had the same problem I had. He retired from the military. He earned a pension. He can't live off that pension either. And he had to go back in the workforce. Now, his course of action was he went into the defense military industrial complex world. Okay, he's a contractor in that lane. And he does very good work. And he makes decent money. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to wreck his income. We want his income that he works for to go away. And we're going to replace it with all this passive income that's coming in from the investments that he is making. Now, Bruce, now here's what he did. He shot me a text yesterday. He goes, "Ha, the market is down today. Again, my Accenture stock," that's the company he originally went to work for, and part of his compensation package was they gave him the ability to buy stock in that company. So this was supposed to be, you know, a great way for him to build wealth and retire. Now, this is the one asset that Bruce still owns that has nothing to do with real estate. It's a sentimental thing for him. And here's what he said. "My Accenture stock is down from 410 to 288. That's a 30% loss." Another tidbit for your radio show. And that's my point, Bruce. You took a 30% haircut, and you really didn't need to. You should have dumped that and bought some more real estate. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into all this data. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
Well, one thing it has meant for us, and we have to compliment you, you've given us our time back. And I say our time because we got married 33 years ago, and we got married in July. Do you know why? Well, that was before I met Lifestyles. I used to work for Ford Motor Company. And with Ford Motor Company, I was in the automotive division. They have shut down during July, the first 2 weeks of July.
So you had to wait for a shutdown to get married?
Yes.
Yes, he actually.
Whoa, that's dedication there.
He made me change our wedding date. It was supposed to be June 15th, and I changed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if I had been in Lifestyle, I could have gotten married when I wanted to.
And the ring would have been bigger.
Thank you.
Ready to get your time back like Vivian and Cornell? Register for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I just want to remind you that if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me. It's easy to connect with me. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Again, that email, askal, it's real simple, A-S-K-A-L, at luinc, stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., because we're incorporated.com. It's that simple. You can shoot me anything real estate related. And eventually I'm going to get back to you. I'm a little bit behind in my emails right now. My inbox is like at 300 emails. So I apologize if you've already contacted me. I haven't gotten back to you. I will get my stuff together and I'll reach out to you. All right, let's get back to Bruce though, because Bruce is an example of somebody who has transitioned his life away from what he had been doing as a middle-class kind of guy to what he's doing now as more of a millionaire kind of guy. Yeah, you heard me correctly. And what that has to do with is it's a complete shift in your mindset. You have to stop doing the things that you're currently doing for investment and retirement purposes. Because if you're looking at the stock market, you're probably going, oh my goodness. I mean, doesn't the stock market make you feel like somebody took a baseball bat and hit you square in the solar plexus? It kind of hurts, doesn't it? It knocks your breath out. That's not a fun thing to do. And that's exactly what the stock market's doing. I'll tell you, I was looking at a couple of stock charts today, and I was just curious. I mean, what kind of damage is being done out there? And I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I noticed that earlier in this week that the stock market's just tanking. It's just dropping. And if you look at the chart, what you realize, and this always happens, I am looking at like a three-year chart here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And every time the market starts going down, I mean, it goes down really fast. Yeah, the chart completely indicates that when the stock market crashes or corrects or whatever your financial planner calls that, because you're going to be dollar cost averaging, right? Yeah, okay, whatever. It always goes down fast. It's like trying to catch a falling knife. You could do it, but it could really mess you up. And I think there's a lot of people getting messed up in the stock market. As a matter of fact, if I look at what happened last Tuesday, I equate the stock market basically leveling off. Now, I'm just looking at, again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I'm just looking back at Tuesday's chart. And what I see is that the closing of the Dow Jones Industrial Average was equivalent to what the closing was like in February. And not February of 2022. I'm talking about February 2021. So what does that mean? That means that the stock market for the last, 15 months had gone up in value. And it took a while for it to go up. But once it peaked, and it did peak, it peaked right around, January 2022. It's been falling consistently since then. Now, your financial planner will tell you, hey, you're dollar cost averaging. Basically, stocks are on sale. You're great. You're in this for the long. So you can survive this. What if you're a guy like Bruce? Bruce, who is 60 years of age. Yeah, 60 years of age. What about a guy like Bruce? See, if Bruce was still in this stock market today, he would have watched a lot of value erode. And the problem is this, that value equates to dollars when you get to the point where you're ready to sell your stocks. Yeah, because you're going to take that money out and you're going to live off it, right? Well, when the stock market devalues, that pot of money you're looking at or you thought you were looking at, it ain't there. It's gone. It erodes. Now, there's still a pot of money there. And technically, there's no money because you haven't sold the stock. All you have is paper right now, right? All right. So this could be a huge problem for a guy like Bruce, who's trying to convert his assets away from the stock market and into real estate. It's really not a problem for Bruce. It's not. Because when the stock market started falling, like in January, I poked Bruce in the ribs. I literally poked him. I said, hey, man, have you divested yet? And he's like, well, I'm trying to time the market. And I'm like, Bruce, that is a bad strategy. Do not try and time this market. Understand that the market is very healthy because we're talking January, right? I mean, the market had risen all through like 2021. And then we got to January 2022. And what happened? It decided to go the opposite direction because of everything going on in the economy, everything going on in the world. The world situation affects us, period, end of story. And it affected Bruce. Now, fortunately for Bruce, he divested everything. Now, he did take a little bit of a haircut because even though I told him, hey, Bruce, I believe the stock market is peaking. I'm seeing all these signs. If you haven't gotten out, you need to get out. He kind of stumbled and he lost additional money because he didn't sell in time. Fortunately, he sold in time. And let me tell you what Bruce produced with all of that money. He went out and he bought several single-family houses. He did. He bought one that was new construction. Okay, it's we don't necessarily recommend go new construction, but this particular new construction was in an area that was really up and coming. And the builder was making the asset available for a couple $1,000s below what the appraisal price was because he wanted the inventory to move. So Bruce was able to capture a little bit of equity in that deal. Not as much equity as he captured in the other three houses that he did. Oh, he captured a lot of equity in those properties because he didn't do the new construction. He went to a property that was damaged. It was in not great shape, really not great shape. And he renovated those properties. Each one of those properties he renovated, and because he renovated the properties instead of doing the new construction approach, he was able to keep his pricing well below what the retail pricing was in the market. So whereas he captured like $3,000 or $4,000 in that new construction, because, you know, he got a good deal. I'll just tell you, he got a good deal. And that property has appreciated handsomely since he bought it. So that was not a bad purchase. But the other properties that he bought, he captured like $30,000 or more in equity. And that's a beautiful thing, because when you think about if he had three properties that he captured $30,000 in equity in, and he got about $3,000 in equity in that new construction, do you see what has happened in Bruce's life? All of a sudden, by just buying these assets, his wealth has gone up $100,000. Okay, that's an approximate number. But can you imagine doing that? He didn't do that in the stock market. He didn't earn $100,000 over a six-month period when he was buying these assets. And he did something else. See, another thing that Bruce was doing was he wanted to buy into apartments. Now, he didn't want to buy a small apartment community that he would own and operate. He's okay at owning and operating the houses. He wanted to invest with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are buying into apartments and giving us great returns. And he pushed a lot of money that way. As a matter of fact, he's only got $50,000 left. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what he should do with it. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase four different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. Before we get into what Bruce ought to do with his last $50,000 that he's getting ready to deploy, I'm looking at the NASDAQ chart because it concerns me what I'm seeing on these charts. Now, for those of you that don't know, I actually educated myself a long time ago on how to read stock charts. Yeah, I was educated by a guy by the name of William O'Neill. He's the guy that owns Investors Business Daily. And I thought he did a phenomenal job of teaching me how to invest in stocks. The problem that I had with the stock market is that I don't have any control over the stock market. I have zero control. The only control I have is that I can either buy or I can sell the paper. That's it. That's all I can really do. I can't make the market go up in value, and I certainly don't make the market go down in value. Not with what I'm buying. I am not a heavy institutional trader that can move markets in directions, because that's kind of what happens. So I'm looking at this NASDAQ chart, and I'm reminded that in 2020, the NASDAQ was doing great. It was doing great. As a matter of fact, in February of 2020, it hit like an all-time high, not quite at $10,000, but it was at, what was the number? We'll call it 9,800 and change. Okay, that's a big number, especially if you go back to what the NASDAQ had been trading at. And then what happened? The pandemic hit. And what did the stock market do? Well, it reacted to all the news in the world, which affected our markets. It affected our economies. And what we saw was the NASDAQ go from literally an all-time high of 9,800 and change down to, wow, it just dumped to like 7,800 bucks. That's like a $2,000 drop. And that all occurred in about a 30-day span. And trust me, people were nervous. People were afraid. A lot of people were being affected. Even my buddy Bruce, he was being affected by that. What did happen was that the market stopped tanking. It stopped tanking. We kind of got our heads around this whole COVID thing. We realized that, okay, we're not going to be like in lockdown for 14 days. It's going to be a little bit longer. We're going to have to wear these masks, and we're just going to get through this. And because the world kind of calmed down as we were trying to get our heads around what was going on with the bug, you know, the COVID, right? The markets, well, they recovered. They did recover. And guys like my friend Bruce, man, he was elated because he had seen his retirement nest egg just like implode. But then the markets came back. And part of the reason the markets came back was the threat that occurred to the market was not based on everything that the market is concerned with. It was an external threat of this coronavirus and not knowing how this was going to affect all of these companies that are traded on the stock market, right? Because you're either an essential worker or you're not an essential worker. Now, trust me, anybody that owns a business, they think they're essential. But the government's got a different viewpoint, right? They do. The government's basically said, hey, if you're in the grocery industry, you're essential. If you're in construction, you're essential. If you do the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show, hey, we don't know. I think I'm essential, but I don't think the government does. But at the end of the day, I don't have to go and expose myself to, well, that didn't sound right, did it? I don't have to get exposed to anybody because I have my own studio built into my own home. So this radio show was allowed to continue. And life as we knew it kind of continued. We just couldn't go anywhere, right? All right, so the markets came back. Now, keep in mind, I don't want to get political here, but keep in mind that when the pandemic came down, we were following certain economic policies that were laid out by the White House. And these economic policies have been laid out since 2017. And it's a lot of these economic policies that were creating the strength in all the markets, real estate included. Okay, and I think that's part of the reason the markets came back. And then what happened? In 2021, we had a new administration come in. And they immediately went to work changing policies from the previous administration that they did not agree with, that they thought were improper for the course of this country to continue on. And as a result of a change in those economic policies, and by the way, these economic policy changes, just because they put them into the Federal Register, doesn't mean they take effect overnight. This stuff takes time to build. It does. It totally takes time to build. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, during the first year of the Biden administration, I firmly believe he was the recipient and the beneficiary, as were we, of the holdover economic policies of the Trump administration. But as time continued on, the markets started to be affected by some of these changes that were put into place by the Biden administration. And we today are seeing a lot of the effects caused by economic policies made by the White House. Now, I'm not here picking on anybody. I am just telling you what I observe. So let's get back to Bruce. If Bruce had stayed in the stock market, he'd be crying right now. He would. Now, he's still got that Accenture stock, okay, because that's sentimental to him, okay, but he's watching that tank. His tech, it's down 30%. Yeah, because like the whole market's down like, what, 30%? Because I'm looking at the NASDAQ. And even though it came back, even though it recovered during the pandemic, it got to a high in, let's see what the date is. Oh, that's like November of 2020, like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving of 2021. That's the last time the NASDAQ saw an all-time high. And that worked out to be a $16,212.23 high. How do you like that for accuracy? But as of last Tuesday, it had fallen to a low of $11,574. Yeah, $11,574. That, come on, guys, that's a significant drop. That's almost 5,000 points. And that's merely in a six-month period. That's the problem I have with the stock market. And that's why I'm glad Bruce is not in that stock market. So what should Bruce do? What do you think Bruce should do? Now, he does own these single-family assets. And what Bruce is telling me is that he gets better cash flows from those single-family assets. But he also is invested as a passive investor in several multifamily apartment deals. Now, Bruce doesn't do any of the work there. He does zero work. And what Bruce is telling me is that the projections on those investments that he is making in the multifamily space are positioned to have him double his investment value in about 3 years. So this is a great problem. What do you do? Do you go for the cash flow? We're getting great appreciation in the single family markets. But wait a minute, you've heard about the housing bubble, right? That's the news that keeps like popping up here and there. There's a housing bubble. It's going to collapse. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that's correct at all. I think what's going on is we're seeing adjustments in interest rates. Yes, we are. That is true. The Fed signaled a long time ago that they were going to tackle inflation. And the only way they can tackle inflation is to Mickey Mouse around with the interest rates. Just because the Fed changes the interest rates, that has no effect on you and me as the borrower. No, that's controlled by different entities. But what I found was very interesting was like, what, last week or the week before? Even though the Fed increased the interest rate by like 0.5%, whatever it is, 500 basis points, however they describe all that stuff, the people that control the mortgages, well, they went with the 2% raise. Yeah, money that I was able to buy for 3.75 has now cost me 5.75. Is it a deal killer? It depends on the deal. We come back from the break. I'm going to tell you what Bruce is going to do.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're just dying to know what Bruce is up to, right? What's he going to do with that last $50,000 that's burning a hole in his pocket? You know what he decided to do? He decided to buy another apartment community. He did. And here's why. His investing strategy, when he first became a member, was designed specifically to get his wife, Leanne, retired. Real estate retired. And the strategy that he and Leanne followed specifically was to, first of all, remedy the single family property that they did own as a rental property, because like me, they were doing it all wrong. So we taught them how to do it all right. And all of a sudden that asset flourished for them. They also bought 4 additional single family houses. And with the cash flow that comes off those 4 houses, as well as repositioning that one house, they were able to retire Leanne. There was enough income coming in that it replaced the income that she needed to earn, which contributed to the household. Leanne became real estate retired literally like month 6 or 7. I forgot what the month was. I think Bruce joined in March of 2021. So by October, she was real estate retired. I don't know. You do the math. I don't want to count calendar days. 6, 7 months, right? I think that's impressive. And let me just share with you the benefit of retiring Leanne, because this is above and beyond the monetary stuff. Her mother, who's 82, Shirley, great lady, she was living alone in Hawaii. Yeah, Shirley basically was born and raised in Hawaii. She lived her entire life there. When Bruce and Leanne, who are also Hawaiians, well, when they left Hawaii, because that's when Bruce took his job in the, you know, the military industrial complex as a contractor, right? Well, that job took him to Texas. So he had to pull his Hawaiian family out of Hawaii and come to Texas. And to be honest with you, that was a good move for them. It really was. There's a lot of reasons to leave states like Hawaii. As beautiful as they are, they're just not run very effectively. And Bruce will be the first one to tell you, it is difficult to live in a place like Hawaii because it's very expensive, because you have to import just about everything, right? Outside of what, pineapples? Okay, let's get back on topic. So Shirley had fallen. She had fallen and she had injured herself. And that caused Leanne to go back to Hawaii, not once, not twice, but I think 3 times to tend to her mother. And the epiphany hit Bruce and Leanne. Shirley can't be left alone. We can't leave her alone, what, 5,000-6,000 miles away from us on a 18-story apartment that she lives in a building that's not being, well, properly managed because she's got issues. So you know what they decided to do? Well, they moved Shirley to Texas, because when they built this new home, remember I told you they were building a new home? They'd actually customized it so that it had a beautiful mother-in-law quarters. And because Bruce was able to retire Leanne no longer has to put the 40 or more hours a week into the job that she was doing. She was able to go get Shirley, bring Shirley back to Texas, and now Leanne's job, essentially, is to care for her mother. I think that's beautiful. She has the free time now to devote to her mother, an 82-year-old woman who's in pretty good health, but she's got health issues. She has to go to doctor's appointments. She can't drive anymore. Okay? So think about this. The things that Bruce did literally a year ago, a little over a year ago, when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, he set in motion forces that were going to favorably affect his family. And I'll tell you what, from a financial perspective, he's doing great. Now, once Leanne was retired, Bruce changed his strategy. He did, because here's the thing. Bruce is looking to replace his income. Now, his income is more substantial than what Leanne was making, because Leanne was essentially working for a nonprofit. She was doing, well, she was the comptroller for a pregnancy care facility. And Leanne actually helps them out now for free. Yeah, because she doesn't need to take a salary. And the beautiful thing is they get the pregnancy center gets their opportunity to have Leanne come in and continue to manage some of the financial stuff for them. So that's beneficial to them. They don't have to pay her a salary, so that's beneficial to them also. Plus, Leanne, is she just calls her own shots. She takes care of Shirley, and then she helps out the pregnancy care center. Now, Bruce, he's got a bigger salary. So what he thought about was, I'll just buy a bunch of houses. But once he realized the number of houses he needed, he decided, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take a look at these passive deals that I'm looking at, because the different types of passive deals that come to us as members, some focus on cash flow, some focus on equity growth, some focus on a combination of both. And what Bruce realized was, in his current situation, what he needs to do is he needs to increase his equities. In other words, his capital gains are his target. He wants his money to double in these deals that he's buying into in the next 3 years or less. And these are the types of deals that he's buying into. He's not too concerned about the cash flow right now. The cash flow will come, but more importantly, he's looking to double the capital. Now, why would he be looking to double the capital? Because if he can double his capital in his multifamily assets in the next 3 years, he will be able to take that capital and buy even more multifamily properties that aren't necessarily focused on capital gains. They're more focused on the cash flow. And when he converts to that segment, there will be enough cash flow coming in that it's going to replace his income. That's Bruce's strategy. So what he's going to do with his last $50,000 is he's looking for the deal. We call it a deal. It's an investment. He's looking for the investment that is going to add to his portfolio that will help him achieve the result he's trying to achieve. And in about 3 years, he'll be able to convert all that into different types of multifamily assets that are structured slightly different, that pay him the cash flows that he needs to completely retire himself. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Bruce is on a plan to get himself retired in 5 years or less. And Bruce is on a trajectory to get it all done in 4. He already got Leanne retired in like a year. I think that's amazing. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking at this stock market again. It's killing me, guys. It's killing me because I got to go back to the stock market. Do you realize that, you know, what happened on Tuesday? Just this last Tuesday. It's the same as the stock market getting to a new high in August of 2020. And it gave everything back. Everything that you purchased in the stock market since, say, August of 2020. And here, I'll even do you one better. I'll even move my scale over, and I'll just say November of 2020. What's that? 18 months? In 18 months, the NASDAQ has taken back everything that it gave you. Now, what does that mean? It means if Bruce were still in the stock market, he would be looking at significant losses in all of those 401k. Well, I think he had one 401k, and he had a couple of IRAs. That was it. He would be looking at significant losses. And if he still held all of that stock, he would be down a lot. I mean, think about it. I'm just using a NASDAQ composite chart to give you an idea of what's gone on in the markets. The NASDAQ peaked above 16,000 in November of 2021. That's, 6 months ago? And since then, since peaking at a high of $16,212.23, as of Tuesday, it was already down to like 11,586. Yeah, that's a significant loss, folks. Now, your financial planner will tell you, well, you haven't lost anything if you don't sell it. Okay, that's great. If you've got 20 or 30 years, if that's your game plan, you'll probably survive this, Because I'm looking at a chart going backwards, and yeah, I'll agree with you. The stock market does tend to go upward and to the right, but it doesn't always do that. And it doesn't always match your personal timing for your investment needs. Now, remember, Bruce is age 60. He started doing this when he was the age of 59. That's when he had his wake-up call that what he was doing was not getting him to where he was trying to get to. And he realized that the one single family asset that he had was actually producing a lot more income for him than what was going on in the stock market, because he had a single family asset that was producing cash flow. But all of his investments in the stock markets, no cash flow. Any money that's earned in that stock market stays in that account. It does not migrate to your wallet. If it migrates to your wallet, you get to pay taxes on it. And if you're not 59 and a half, the government says you get to pay 10% more to them. I'll tell you what. Bruce changed his life. You can change your life too. All you got to do is come join us. Come check out what we do. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. Get signed up for a free workshop. I will tell you this. It'll change your life.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.